Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with sincere hearts to confess our sins to God, our Father, and to plead in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ for his forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
Amen. Almighty God, in your mercy guide the course of this world, so that your church may joyfully serve you in godly peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament readings for the fourth Sunday after Holy Trinity is from the book of Job, the 38th chapter. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, "Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Dress for action like a man. I will question you, and you make it known to me. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me, if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? On what were its bases sunk? Or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Or who shut in the sea with doors when it burst out from the womb? When it made clouds its garment, and thick darkness its swaddling band, and prescribed limits for it, and set bars and doors, and said, Thus far you shall come, and no farther, and here shall your proud ways be stayed." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say,
if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when people rose up against us,
then they would have swallowed us up alive.
When their anger was kindled against us,
then the flood would have swept us away.
The torrent would have gone over us.
Then over us would have gone the raging waters.
Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as prey to their teeth.
We have escaped like a bird from the snares of the fowlers.
The snare is broken, and we have escaped.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
The reading from the letter is from St. Paul's second letter to the church in Corinth, the sixth chapter. Working together with them, then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, "In a favorable time, I listened to you, and in a day of salvation, I have helped you. Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We put no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, by great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, by truthful speech, and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, through honor and dishonor, through slander and praise. We are treated as impostors, and yet are sure, as unknown, and yet are well known, as dying, and behold, we live, as punished, and yet not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, yet possessing everything.
We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted in your own affections. In return, I speak to you as children. Widen your hearts also. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 4th chapter. On that day, when evening had come, Jesus said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion, and they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. He said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, "Who then is this that even wind and sea obey him?" This is the gospel of the Lord. Having heard the word, what do you believe?
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you.
peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text from Matthew chapter 4. The disciples woke Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was great calm. He said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the waves obey him?" This is our text. Let's go. That's what Jesus said. Let's go. Let's go across to the other side. And so the disciples did what disciples do. They followed him. You lead, Jesus, and we will go where you lead. Jesus got into the boat. They got into the boat. They're headed somewhere with Jesus. This is the beautiful thing. They're going with him to the other side. And this, too, is going to be part of their training, part of their growth, part of preparing them for what lies ahead. Let's go to the other side. And while they're in the boat, in the middle of the lake, while Jesus is asleep on a cushion, I believe it's the only time when Jesus is explicitly described as sleeping in the Gospels. He picks his timing well, doesn't he? While he is sleeping, while they are in the middle, a storm arises. The wind comes and the wave comes and the boat is filling with water and the water is breaking into it. And Jesus is sleeping. The storms come. Do we expect life to be filled with clear skies and calm waters? Do we think that every day will be a pontoon ride? Will there be storms? Of course there will be. Who are we kidding? Will there be wind and waves? What kind of world do we live in? Yes, there will be. What are you going to do when they come? Are you going to bail? Are you going to complain? Are you going to give up? Or are you going to join the disciples in doing what they did and calling out for help to the one who is already there with you? The disciples turn to Jesus as he's sleeping and they say, "Don't you care?" What an accusation. "Don't you care that we are perishing?" None of them said, "You know, Jesus, you're going to perish if you stay asleep too. No, don't you care about us, that we're perishing?" I was talking with Donna Allen about this in the nursing home this week, and she said, "I always wondered what the big deal is. I mean, it's just water, you know, water spraying in their face and coming in, just a little bit of water. What can water do?" Water could destroy them. It is a powerful force. We know that as Christians because we know water as a powerful force that God uses in our lives to wash away our sin, to rescue us from death and the devil. Just a little bit of water, what can that do? Oh, you watch. You watch your sins washed away. The devil drowned and death overcome. "Let's go," Jesus said. It's his idea. And they find themselves in the middle of a storm. You have to imagine the disciples were sitting there saying, "Why? Why did he put us here? Why did he let this happen? I mean, the one who can make demons go out of people, the one who can heal the sick, the one who knows what people are thinking, all he had to do was look at the horizon line and see the clouds, and he would have known. But here we are anyway. Why would he allow this? Why would he put them there?" As I thought about this text during the week, one of the things that occurred to me is that we so often look at this as if the wind and the waves are the worst thing in the world, as if the storm is a terrible thing and we just need life to be calm and peaceful. But I wonder if Jesus isn't teaching us something different, that storms are actually things he can use, that the wind and the waves are actually under his control, both when they are washing into the boat and when they are lying still. The storm was not a surprise to Jesus. It seems to me that he could lie down and sleep in peace straight through the storm because he knew who had his back. The Father in heaven was watching over him. We want a life free from storms, but Jesus sends us into life, and he sends us even into storms. And the winds and the waves feel great. What is it that's swamping your life right now? What are the things that are overwhelming you? What are the things that you are looking at and saying, I'm going to perish. I'm going down. I'm going to sink. Is it your health? Is it your work? Is it your family relationships and situation? Is it some unknown underlying stress and anxiety that you're dealing with? Our Lord knows. It's no surprise to him. And when I see the disciples with Jesus in the boat on this day, I'm reminded that this wasn't the only storm they would face. This wasn't the only time that they would be confronted by winds and by waves as they went through life. This wasn't even the worst. You know what the disciples would go through later. Not just a storm on the Sea of Galilee, they would be confronted with death for preaching Jesus' name. Beheaded, flayed, crucified, struck with swords and spears and stones. If they can't handle a storm with Jesus in the boat, how in the world are they going to handle that when it comes? So Jesus is teaching them here, teaching them to rely on him in the midst of storms. Not simply to look for life to be peaceful and calm, but to look for him. Think about it. We know this in life. What is it that strengthens us? What is it that makes us better as we go through life? It's not having perfectly calm seas. It's actually the stress, the trial, and the affliction that strengthens us most. If you want to get stronger physically, what do you have to do? You've got to lift weights. You need some resistance. You need some trial. No wonder Jesus is putting them there. He knows what's coming, and he knows what they need. He is doing this for their good, doing this to make them stronger, doing this to make them stronger, not by turning inward to themselves, but by turning outward to him. We can try rowing when the storms come. We can try bailing. We can try throwing up the sails or pulling the sails down. But the thing we need to do most of all is to do what they did. Call out to Jesus. Cry for his help. Let him know the situation that you're in. Lay it before him. And you know how it is. You know that Jesus, he was with them in the boat, and he is with you. And he does not sleep, and he does not slumber any longer. Yes, he was a true man who experienced everything that we human beings experience, but now he is exalted at the right hand of the Father. Now he is alive and awake always, and he sees what you're going through, and he does care. It's why he's with you in the first place. It's why he promised never to leave you or to forsake you. It's why he put himself in the boat. If he didn't want to be with you in storms and wind and waves, then he wouldn't have put himself where you are. He wouldn't have come down to be with you here. He wouldn't have given you his own body and blood. But he has, because he wants you to know he is right there. He cares and he hears, and he will be with you through all of it. Don't you care that we are perishing? A man sleeping in a boat. I'm reminded of another occasion when there was a man in a boat in the middle of a storm. The waves were great, the wind was high, and all the sailors thought they were going to perish. And they came down and they woke him up. They said, Jonah, don't you care that we are perishing? Well, Jonah was running away, so he didn't care all that much. You know how that storm stopped? When they threw Jonah to the waves. When he was tossed overboard, as God commanded, so that God could resurrect him and send him out on his mission. The wind and the waves that we are going through, the storms that we face, these too are calmed because of our Lord himself and because of the sacrifice that he made on our behalf. They wake Jesus up. He rises from the death of sleep, and he says, peace, be still. And the wind stops, and the waves cease, and there was a great calm. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this is God himself in our human flesh, who has the power and authority to bring peace by his word and to bring calm by what he says, even over the forces of nature, because he made them. He's the one who stretched the heavens out. He's the one who planted the sea in its place and told it this far and no farther. He is the one who sees you in every situation that you are in, every day of your life, all that you go through. Peace, he says. Be still. I am with you. And our Lord Jesus Christ, that you might have this peace, threw himself into the sea, into the storm, into the very wrath of God, into the jaws of death, into the power of the devil. He was sacrificed for your sake. And he came out alive on the third day. He came out alive to proclaim to you that peace and that calm, and to tell you that he is here and he is with you. And nothing will cause you to perish, because you have him. The disciples marveled at this. Who then is this, they say? Who is this, the one who put us into the boat in the middle of a storm and then made it stop? Who spoke peace and calm into the world and to us? Who is this that even the wind and the waves obey him? This is the very Son of God, your Savior, who comes with life and peace for you. This is the very Son of God, your Savior, who, as we go through trials and difficulties, is using them to strengthen us, to draw us closer to him, to draw out our faith as little as it is, crying, Lord, help us. Lord, save us. Jesus knows what it is to be in the eye of the storm, and he knows what it is to bring his people through safely. And he can and does and will do the same for you. You know, Jesus chastises the disciples at the end, just a little bit. Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith? Don't you understand and get it and know who I am? Why are you so afraid? This Jesus is your Lord, and he has given himself for you, and he has promised to be with you. Have you still no faith? We say, Lord, our faith is weak. Strengthen it. Draw us to you. And Jesus does, is doing it now, drawing you to himself. Don't you care that we are perishing? He says, I care. Take and eat my body and my blood, given and shed for you, that you may come into safe harbor and have the peace and calm that lasts forever. Don't you care? Oh, you of little faith, I care. I forgive you all your sins. Don't you care about that little bit of water? He says, oh, I've got water for you, dear friends. It has saved you and it has rescued you. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, do not be afraid of the storms. Do not be afraid of the wind and the waves. Do not look at this simply as a difficulty. Look at this as an adventure. You are in the boat with Jesus. And he will take you through all of it, safely to the other side. Don't be afraid when Jesus calls and says, "Let's go," to get in and follow him. He knows where he is going. He knows where he is taking you. Through difficulties and trials and storms to the life that never ends. In his name,
amen. Amen.
The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.
Thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord.
O Lord, my strength, I love you.
Let us pray for the needs of the church and the world. We thank you, Lord, for your steadfast love and for your wondrous works to us and to the children of men. You hold power over wind and wave, sin and death. Deliver us, we pray, from every trouble and distress, and bring us at last to our eternal haven. Lord, in your mercy. God of our salvation, since Jesus became man, this is the favorable time of salvation. Support all ministers of the gospel. Remove all obstacles from hearing and believing the preached word. Make your grace known through every hardship, struggle, and suffering. By the example of the saints, lead us to see ourselves as rich and alive, no matter our outward circumstances. Remind us that having Christ, we possess everything. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, open wide the hearts of Christians to one another, especially in our homes and communities. Make our love genuine, our speech truthful, and our patience constant. By your Holy Spirit, lead us to serve one another without shame. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Almighty God, you rule this world by your power. Give our civil servants respect for your creation and its nature. When they use the authority given them from above, let it be in keeping with your good design for our world and not in keeping with the corruption of sin. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Holy Father, life itself is a miracle from you. We give thanks and praise for being with Jillian and Penny during her delivery. We pray that you would watch over both mother and child, especially granting a restoration of strength and health following the C-section. We pray that you would give wisdom to the doctors as they care for Penny. We also ask that you would watch over Carly, Marta, Liz, Casey, and all expectant mothers. Give them good health and the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual strength needed for motherhood. Bless and defend the work of all pregnancy resource centers that they may benefit abortion-vulnerable women and their children. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Mighty Lord, you command wind and wave. Out of your mercy, spare us from disaster. Give success to crops. Send suitable rain on the earth. Give protection to those endangered by storms on land, sea, or air. Give us faith both to call to you in trouble and to trust that you will work everything for our good in Christ. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Gracious Father, do not let us perish. Overcome our fears and deepen our faith, that by the blood of Christ we might have peace. Give your protection and help to those in need. Strengthen Sienna's body through her treatments. Grant peace to Beth, Blair, and Bobby and Carol in their infirmities. To Charlie through his long and often discouraging rehab. To Graham and Wendy as they await the pathology report. As well as to Karen, Kristen, Marie, Mona, Rick and Teresa, and Verity, whose individual needs you know. And sustain Ron and Mayu with the promise of the resurrection and life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Holy Lord, we join with the sons of God and shout for joy as Christ Jesus gives to us his true body and blood in the Lord's Supper. Let us not doubt, but firmly believe your word, that you know well how to be present for us and our forgiveness in this sacrament. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Hear us, Heavenly Father, for the sake of Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, who with your only begotten Son and the Holy Spirit are one God, one Lord. In the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity in substance of majesty co-equal. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Our psalm for today is Psalm 25, starting with the 8th verse. Make me know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my guilt, for it is great. Who is the man who fears the Lord? Him will he instruct in the way that he should choose. His soul shall abide in well-being, and his offspring shall inherit the land. The friendship of the Lord is those who fear him, and he makes known to them his covenant. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Make me know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths.
Thank you.
Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Son into the flesh. We thank you for that his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to guide our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Blessed be the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.